感谢主耶稣带领我们大家，我们继续来学习尼希米记。
Then God tonight will continue to study the book of Nehemiah.
今天要来查考十章跟十一章。
Tonight we'll look at chapters 10 and 11.
我们上一回提到了这个第九章，他们来一个全体性的禁食认罪悔改。
Last time we talked about in chapter 9, there was a collective group of repenting.
当时候他们就立定心志要改变他们的行为。
At the time, they resolved to change their conduct.
他们认自己的罪，也认了他们祖先的罪。
They acknowledged their sins as well as the sins of their forefathers.
信仰得到一个复兴。
And their faith was able to be revived.
所以他们就立一个约而且要签名表示坚定的心志。
So they set this covenant and they all signed it.
那么第十章就继续谈到这件事情。
Chapter 10 continues talking about the same matter.
就是有关于立这个约要签名的到底有哪些人。
It records those who place their seal on the document.
看起来这些都是有一些是家族的这个代表人。
And it looks like some of these names are representatives of the families.
那签名就好像盖印就表示说亲手亲自表明要这么做的。
And their seal is like a signature, which means that they themselves will do this.
那么这是他们认罪悔改以后继续有的一个行动。
This is the actions that they had after repenting.
这个签名以后就可以成为一个历史的文件。
After they have sealed this document, it becomes a historical document.
在当时来讲，表明他们坚定的心志。
It shows their resolve in their hearts.
那日后要再来做一个查证呢，这些人的名字都列在其中。
And later on, if they want to look back, they can find all of these names which are recorded in this document.
那我们从第一节来看。
Let's start from verse 1.
这里是提到带领者首先是领导的带领者他们首先以身作则来签名。
Here it talks about how the leaders set an example in sealing this document.
那第一个就提到省长尼希米。
Firstly, Nehemiah, the governor.
尼希米他总是身先士卒以身作则。
Nehemiah was always the first to put his hand up, the one to set the example.
在这个当中成为一个带领的灵魂人物。
He is a leader of everybody's souls.
那底下还有一个名字叫西底家。
And next is a name, Zedekiah.
可能是尼希米的副官或是他的随从。
Now perhaps Zedekiah was like a deputy governor to Nehemiah.
那么底下就是谈到祭司的家族。
Next talks about the families of the priests.
祭司的家族写完以后，第九节又提到利未人
From verse 9 onwards talks about the Levites.
十四节开始又有首领。
Then verse 14 onwards talks about the leaders.
然后才是其他的一般的百姓。
And then it was the rest of the people.
所以这份名单呢写得非常的清楚。
So this was a very clear record of all the names.
表明他们坚定的心志。
It represents their steadfast faith.
所以第一节到二十七节这里面就有几个名单。
So from verses 1 to 27, it is a list of names.
日后以色列百姓他们要查考这个名单，会发现他们的祖先也在里面。
In the future, when the Israelites look back at this document, they see that their forefathers had their names recorded there too.
在当时候他的确他们非常坚强的心智。
So at the time they had a very steadfast faith.
我们知道说后来他们其实又软弱了。
We know later on they fell weak again.
我们的信仰常常是这样有高有低。
Our faith is like this. It has its highs and its lows.
当我们热心的时候，我们不止一次的跟主耶稣说。
When we are zealous, and we will say to Jesus multiple times,
我们要更加的爱他。
That we will love him.
但是我们回到现实的生活里头。
But back to the realities of life.
我们遇到种种的困难。
When we encounter all sorts of difficulties.
有时候我们也体贴肉体的软弱。
And sometimes we given to the desires of our flesh.
啊，所以又这个冷淡下去了。
Then we grow cold again.
啊，但至少在那个时候，他们的确来了一次非常令人兴奋的这种奋兴。
But at least at that point in time, they were all very zealous for this faith.
那我们就看到领导者都是以身作则。
We see all the leaders led by example.
哦，尼希米他是有关组织行政政事方面的代表。
Nehemiah was a leader in the political sense.
那祭司就是神职系统的带领者。
And the priests were the leaders in the sense of religion.
还有其他的首领。
And then there were the other leaders.
可能是家族的代表。
They may have been representatives of families.
那我们这一段就先讲到这个地方。
So this is what we'll talk about for this section.
那么接着二十八节到三十一节这里呢又提到一件事情。
Verses 28 to 31 talks about something else.
就是他们立誓立誓表明遵守律法。
Which is that they took an oath to walk in God's law.
也可以说他们签名立约的内容就是这里面的东西。
And the content of the document they sealed is written here.
我们看二十八节。
Verse 28.
其余的百姓祭司利未人守门的歌唱的尼提宁和一切离绝邻邦居民归服神律法的并他们的妻子儿女凡有知识能明白的你看看二十九节都随从他们的贵族的弟兄发咒起誓必遵行神借他仆人摩西所传的律法谨守遵行耶和华我们主的一切诫命典章律例并不将我们的女儿嫁给这地的居民也不为我们的儿子娶他们的女儿三十一节这地的居民若在安息日或什么圣日带了货物或粮食来卖给我们我们必不买每逢第七年必不耕种凡欠我们债的必不追讨他们的认罪悔改以后有签名立誓
After they repented they signed and they took an oath
那接着还有更进一步的行动
Then they had further actions
如果我们只是停留在认罪悔改而没有向前走没有更积极的表现
If we only repent but don't do anything further than repenting
那这个认罪悔改呢就功亏一篑。
Then this sort of a repenting is not very effective.
认罪悔改一定是要离开恶道，而且要行正道。
To repent means to depart from the wrong way and to do the right way.
要行善道，这样才是正确的。
The good way which is correct.
所以他们现在也愿意跟神来立约。
Now they are willing to set a covenant with God.
说他们必须要做的几件事情。
They must do a few things.
就记在底下。
It is recorded here.
那我们看到呢，发起这个运动的呢，参与这个运动的呢，有很多的人。
We can see many people were involved in this movement.
就是一般的百姓。
Which is all of the peoples.
还有祭司利未人。
The priests, the Levites.
祭司要献祭，利未人要服事。
The priests need to make sacrifice, and the Levites need to serve.
还有守门的，应该是守殿门的。
The gatekeepers of the temple.
那歌唱的是在圣殿里面歌唱。
The singers who worked in the temple.
那尼提宁这是约书亚的时代，来降服以色列百姓的欺骗人。
The Nethinim were the Gibeonites who, in the time of Joshua, submitted to the people.
那后来就是要服一些这个粗重苦劳他们的工作是这样。
Their duty was to take on some of the hard labor.
也负担一些圣殿里面的一些杂物。
And also some of miscellaneous tasks in the temple.
比较属于粗重这个。的工作
Their work was considered to be more difficult labor.
那么以色列百姓也接纳他们。
The Israelites accepted them.
其实他们原来是外族人。
Originally they were foreigners.
他们在归顺以色列百姓 那也把他们看成是其中的一员了。
But they yielded to the Israelites, and the Israelites treated them as the same people.
那还有呢？哪些人呢？
Who else was involved?
就是离决邻邦居民。
And those who had separated themselves from the peoples of the land.
归服神律法的。
To the law of God.
啊，有一些软信，这个百姓软弱。
Some of the people were weaker.
啊，跟一些不洁净的污秽的外族人掺杂在一起。
They mix themselves in with some of the foreigners.
啊，后来他们这个立志决定要离绝这些人了。
But later on, they decided to leave these people.
啊，就是说不是只有分别为圣。
Which is not just to clean themselves.
啊，而且是要跟这些外族人是有分别的。
But to separate themselves from these foreigners.
啊，不能顺从他们的行为。
And they cannot imitate their conduct.
所以其实几乎包含了在当地的所有的百姓。
So it includes essentially all of the people of the land.
那不分男女老幼。
There was no difference between a male or female, old or young.
都要来做这件事情。
They all had to come and do this.
啊，有知识能明白的都要来签名。
Those who had knowledge and understanding came to sign.
都随从他们贵族的弟兄。
These joined with their brethren, their nobles.
而且发咒起誓。
And entered into a curse and an oath.
就是说如果违背啊，必定要遭受天谴。
Which is they will accept punishment if they go against the covenant.
那简单讲呢，就是一件事情。
Simply speaking, it is to do one thing.
要遵行神的律法。
To walk in God's law.
这是借着摩西所传的。
Which was given by Moses.
啊，所以要谨守遵行。
And to observe and do all the commandments.
那底下有提到诫命。
Here it says commandments,
啊，就是有一些命令的条规，
which are some of these instructions that you need to do.
啊，还有典章，
and his ordinances,
啊，就是一些审判的依据，
which are the standards for making judgments.
审判的法条，
and some of the rules around judgment.
那这个律例呢，就是有关于礼仪的啊一些啊条例，
and statutes are referring to some of theceremonial things.
那这些就是律法的内容。
And this is the content of the law.
包含整个他们在生活，在这个工作啊，在社会啊，在宗教信仰上所有的礼的这个条规啊。
It includes all of the rules in their religion, in their family, and in their society.
啊，这是他们的先祖一直都是偏离的。
This is something that their whole family, their whole people were astray from.
啊，他们知道说王国就是因为他们偏离了这一些。
They understood that their kingdom was destroyed because of this.
神让他们回来了。
God allowed them to return.
90年前让他们回来。
90 years prior allowed them to return.
以色列地就留下这些渔民渔种。那如果这些在堕落，那怎么办呢？这个命脉就断了。
This was the remnant of the Israelites. If they fell, then the whole nation would be cut off.
所以尼希米的工作啊，可以说非常的重要。
So Nehemiah's work was very vital.
那就带动了一波的复兴。
And he led this wave of revival.
哦，那么具体的内容呢？
The actual content.
哦，当然神的律法都要来遵守。
Of course, all of God's law must be obeyed.
那底下提到几件事情，
Here it mentions a few matters.
可能是当时候他们觉得要立即啊来处理的事情。
These things are matters they thought they should deal with soon.
那第一个就是不与外邦来联婚。
The first is to not marry with the foreigners.
哦，回归律法。要来遵守律法，就是要在婚姻上面哈、啊、要洁净。
To come back to walk in the law of God is to be holy in marriage.
啊，把它看为是重要的。
And to treat it as important.
啊，因为婚姻哦、啊、影响到一个人的生命。
Because a marriage will impact someone's life.
影响到他们的生活。
It will impact their lifestyle.
影响到信仰。
It will impact their faith.
影响到侍奉，
it will impact, the work of serving,
而且会影响上下好几代，
and it will affect multiple generations in both directions.
啊，如果这一代的婚姻啊不幸福啊，上一代会为我们啊忧愁。
If the current generation does not have a good marriage, the older generation will worry for them.
那下一代会很痛苦。
And the next generation will suffer.
所以它的影响层面很大。
So it has a wide scope of influence.
哦，我们在稍后就可以看到那个婚姻对他们的影响是多大的。
Now, later on, we can see how great the impact of their marriages were.
所以现在要从婚姻上先去改革。
So they must start reforming from marriages.
哦，我们也可以看到他们就是因为婚姻出问题，所以生出很多罪。
We can see because their marriages went wrong, there was much sin.
啊，如果我们读了《列王记上下》《历代志上下》
，If we read First and Second Kings and First and Second Chronicles，
我们就发现说有很多的君王啊，他们娶了外邦的女子为王后。
We can see many kings married a foreigner as a queen。
那其中典型的例子就是所罗门。
And the prime example is King Solomon。
还有那个亚哈王。
And King Ahab。
啊。因为这个婚姻，所以就把这个娶了外邦女子为妻，把外邦的这个偶像就引进到这个国家来。
Because they married a foreigner, they brought into the nation these foreign idols.
所以整个信仰等于是破产。
So their whole faith was disrupted.
这不是只有影响到王族，影响到全国。
It didn't just affect the king's family, but the whole nation.
所以整个以色列会亡国这个婚姻是其中一个很重要的因素。
So marriage was a critical factor in the kingdom of Israel being destroyed.
这是神的律法中早就跟他们非常清楚的指出来。
And it is something God pointed out clearly very early on in the law.
所以现在要回来，要回归。
So now they must return back.
这变成是第一个要改进的。
This is the first thing that must be changed.
那么通常我们看起来从这个前面六章以及后面的十三章都可以看得到。
We can see from chapters 6 and 13.
就是有一些领导者他们跟外族人联婚。
There were some leaders who married a foreigner.
才使得这个婚姻变成混乱，而且影响到整个以色列百姓的信仰。
Which is why all of their marriages were chaotic and influenced the faith of the Israelites.
也曾经一段时间造成在重修这个城墙的时候变成很大的阻挡。
And it was a big obstacle in the process of repairing the wall.
当时候他们会跟外族人结婚，应该是有利可图。
They would have had their reasons or things they wanted to gain from marrying a foreigner.
他们跟一些外族的权贵联婚。
They wanted to marry the nobles of the foreigners.
可以保障很多利益，可以提升他们当时候的社会地位。
This can help them elevate their status in society.
可以得到很多的好处。
And they can reap a lot of rewards.
所以不惜去违反律法的规定。
So that's why they went against the law.
那这一些外族人都是长期成为以色列百姓的敌对者。
These foreigners were for a long time the enemies of the Israelites.
他们没有把那些当成敌对，还跟他们联婚。
But they didn't treat them as enemies, instead they married them.
所以引进了那些污秽的这种生活的习性包括在信仰上这个祭拜偶像。
This resulted in their lifestyle being defiled, including worshipping idols.
所以要先从这个婚姻来改革。
So the first thing that must be changed is marriage.
就立约发誓不跟他们来联婚。
So they made a covenant and took an oath not to marry them.
这个问题的确很重要。
This is a very critical problem.
我们想说一个真耶稣教会的信徒。
If we think about a member of the True Jesus Church,
我们跟不同信仰的人结婚
If we marry someone from a different faith,
他的拦阻会很大。
There will be a great stumbling block.
人生的路本来就很不好走。
life in itself is already difficult.
啊，没有在主内联婚，信仰的路会走得更艰难。
If you don't marry in the Lord, the journey of our faith will be even harder.
会有更多的考验。
There will be more trials.
啊，所以我们首要的勉励我们的年轻人一定要立志在主内联婚。
So we encourage the youth that it is the most critical to marry in the Lord.
啊，而且要在主面前结婚。
And to marry in the presence of the Lord.
啊，这个婚姻如果是以神为中心。
If this marriage is centered around God.
神会保守，神会看重他们的婚姻。
God will look after and value this marriage.
在婚姻上来敬重神，神也会敬重我们。
If we honor God in our marriage, God will likewise honor us.
啊，我们顺服圣经的教导啊，神也会赐福给我们。
If we submit to the teachings in the Bible, God will bless us.
曾经有一个姐妹哈，她嫁给了一个外教会的信徒。
There was once a sister who married someone from a different church.
啊，全家人都反对。
The whole family were opposed.
她说，人家也是信耶稣的。
She said he is also a Christian.
啊，那全家人就说，可是他们只是一个信仰基督的团体，不是神的教会。
Her family said they are just a group of people at church, but they are not the body of Christ.
他们的洗礼没有赦罪的功效，没有被基督的血买回来，没有按照圣经说的洗礼的方式是施洗。不是圣灵建设的教会。
Theirs is not a church that's built on the Holy Spirit. Their baptism does not have the effect of washing away sins.
那结婚以后怎么样呢？
What happened after she got married?
不久啊，她的先生啊，有外遇。
Not long after, her husband had an affair.
哦，那她就跟她婆婆讲。
So she said to her in-laws.
因为她不好意思回到自己的娘家去。
Because she didn't want to go back to her own home.
她的婆婆怎么说呢？
What did her in-laws say?
哎呀，媳妇啊，忍耐啊。
She told her to be patient.
哦，这个乃至猫不偷腥啊。猫都会想偷吃啊，这个鱼啊。
And colloquially, she said that he would have other interests that he wants to secretly pursue.
问题，人不是猫啊。
But he is not like a cat.
那基督徒为什么没有照圣经来做呢？
Why did this Christian not follow the Bible?
哦，他的婆婆说，你要忍耐，我从年轻就忍耐了，你的公公也是这样。
The in-law said you must be patient because I have been patient and so has his father.
你说其他基督教会，他们对圣经道德观跟我们真耶稣教会不一样。
Other churches have a different view of the morals in the Bible to our church.
像那种事情，他们的牧师跟他说：“啊，你犯了这个罪啊，啊，从现在开始三次不可以领圣餐，第四次才可以领。”他们就是这样啊，他没有认为是大罪啊。
For example, at their church, they do not consider.This affair to be a major sin, and their penalty is only to miss out on three holy communions.
我们对圣经有关道德这方面的经文，我们看得清楚，我们严严的把它守得好。
We are very clear and very strict with the morals outlined in the Bible.
他们的道德标准跟我们不一样，那你想哪一个是正确的？
They have a different moral standard to us, and we can think about which one is correct.
如果我们真教会的信徒不是跟真教会的信徒结婚，很多时候我们结婚的时候就是跟人家签了一个婚姻不平等的条约。
If a member of True Jesus Church does not marry a member of True Jesus Church, then when they get married, they've signed a contract on a different page.
没有同样的道德的高度。
They have not got the same moral standards.
那你想，淫乱不算大罪吗？
And we can think, is adultery considered a major sin?
那是他们原来的教育，他们的主张，他们的道理讲述就是这样。所以难怪，本来是基督教的国家，当他抛弃圣经的真理，他堕落起来会比任何一个宗教的 教徒呢更加的堕落，更加可怕。
But in this way, even though the country is built on Christianity, when their morals fall, it is even worse than a non-Christian countries.
那如果说我们没有在主内联婚
，If we do not marry within the Lord,
你要更加的坚强。
We must be even stronger.
你的第一步没有走好
，If your first step is not correct,
你的第二步要更加的坚定。
Your second step must be more firm.
你的路会很艰难
，Your road ahead will be difficult.
你自己选的
，But it is your own choice.
教会都跟你讲了
，The church has told you.
你不能怪教会
，You cannot blame the church.
但是你只有更加的努力
，But you can only work harder.
第二步不能够再踏差了。
The second step must not be wrong.
啊，也许你要仰望神，神或者怜悯你的家人。
Perhaps you must hope in God, and God will have mercy on your family.
我们千万不要有一种，反正跟他结婚，把他带来信耶稣，不要有这一种啊念头。
We should not have the idea of we'll marry them and bring them to church.
我们年轻人对外的。那个窗户一定要关起来。主耶稣在主里一定会为我们开一扇门。
For the youth, the Lord will open a way for us. In the church, we must shut this window to the outside.
啊，对外的窗户就把它关个紧紧的。
This window to the outside must be shut.
很多时候不得不跟他结婚，是因为有了感情。
Sometimes marriage goes ahead because of the emotional connection.
有的感情是因为你的窗户没有关起来。
And there is that emotional attachment because the window was not shut.
如果你不把窗户关起来，就有很多男孩子抱着吉他在你的窗口对你唱一首情歌。
If you do not shut this window, then there will be many men who are standing at the window ready to serenade you.
我们教会的青年非常的单纯。从来没有人为，对他唱情歌，没有人送过玫瑰花，结果呢，这个情窦初开，小鹿乱撞，心就蹦蹦跳啊，就觉得，啊，这个幸运之神好像降临到我家里来。
In the church, because the youth don't often have people giving them flowers or sing songs to them, when this happens to them, it stirs up their emotions and makes them more excited.
那常常一见钟情变成一生都是痛苦。
And sometimes, this emotional connection at one point in time becomes a lifetime of pain.
那如果说我们不是在主内联婚
，And if we don't marry within the Lord,
啊，教会会更加的关心。
The church will show even more care.
那你自己要更加坚定你的脚步。
And you must be even more firm in your way.
要比别人更热心参加聚会，更认真的来追求。啊，祷告，求主来怜悯。
You must attend service even more. You must pray even more, and you must study the word of God even more.
啊，他们一定是在婚姻上啊碰到了很多的难题，也看到了一些影响。
They must have seen some issues in their marriages.
所以他们做出了这样的一个改进。
Which is why the people here made this change.
教会的发展过程，我们为什么会有很多的一些关怀啊，就说啊，我们要这个在族内联婚。
In the church, why is there this pastoral care where we need to marry within the Lord?
我们有一些信徒不是很清楚。
Some believers are not very clear about this.
为什么教会有这么多的规定
？Why does the church have so many rules?
啊，为什么教会要讲这些话
？Why does the church speak these teachings?
其实有很多人都不知道。
Actually, many people do not know.
我们教会长期发展的过程
，in the process of our church's progression,
有很多这方面失败的例子。
There are many examples of failures in this area.
变成痛苦的经验
，and they become painful experiences.
所以让我们做出这样的决定
，which is why we have this decision.
那原来在旧约以色列百姓啊。这个律法里面就已经很清楚的载明了。
And in the Old Testament, in the law for the people, it was already clear.
啊，到新约的恩典时代呢，保罗更是告诉我们这个道理。
In the New Testament, Paul reinforces this teaching.
啊，我们跟不信的人啊，本来就不负同一轭。
That we cannot be yoked together with unbelievers.
啊，我们想想看。
Let us consider.
啊，没有在主内联婚。
if we do not marry within the Lord,
啊，当我们遇到困难的时候，
when we encounter a trouble,
我们很需要有人跟我们同心一起祷告，
we need someone to pray with us together.
但是我们的另外一半可能在旁边讥笑我们，
but our other half may be laughing at us.
泼冷水，
they may be throwing cold water on us.
啊，两个人无法同心。
And the two of us cannot be of one mind.
那如果你妥协，就能够同心。
If you compromise, then you can be of one mind.
但是如果你妥协，可能你就会失败了。
But if you compromise, you may fail.
我们的信仰如果妥协，可能就会随流失去了。
If we compromise in our faith, then our faith may be washed away.
那你不妥协，影响夫妻一体的感情。
But if you do not compromise, you disrupt the connection between the couple.
你把自己放到一个极端困难的一个状态里头。
You put yourself in an extremely difficult situation.
啊，所以我们要立志在主内联婚。
So we must resolve to marry in the Lord.
那当然，我们不是说主内联婚一定就幸福。
Of course, we are not saying.You will be guaranteed happiness if you marry within the Lord.
主内联婚是我们踏出成功的第一步。
Marrying within the Lord is the first step to success.
幸福的第一步。
It is the first step to happiness.
但是婚姻一定要经营。
But marriages require work.
按着圣经告诉我们的婚姻之道来经营婚姻。
And we must work on it according to the teachings in the Bible.
哦，我们才能够啊尝到。这个甜美的果子
that we can taste these fruits.
啊，所以婚姻像一座果园
so marriage is like a garden.
啊，要用心去经营
you must tend to it with effort.
才能够看到啊美丽的花朵，闻到芬芳的香气，尝到甜蜜的果子
that you can see beautiful flowers and smell beautiful scents.
啊，有一个姐妹
there was a sister.
她大学毕业
She had graduated from university.
传道工人要为她介绍
Many preachers wanted to introduce someone to her.
因为她的条件很好
Because she was quite well off.
学历高
She had a high education.
收入高
A high income.
颜值高
And she had a high status.
各方面都是高
Everything was good about her.
那很多弟兄看了就有种自卑说啊，这个姐妹条件太好不敢接受 介绍
And many brothers saw how well off she was and didn't want to accept being introduced to her.
她一个人自己信
And she was the only believer in her family.
进到社会进到职场开始上班
Once she started working in her company.
她光坐在那里就是一个花瓶啊远远看就是看到她
HerShe stood out very well when she sat at her work.
果然上班不久就有开始有花店送花过来。
Not long after she started working, flowers started getting delivered to her.
是一个匿名的男孩子呢，请花店送花送到他上班的地方。
It was a man who anonymously sent some flowers to her at work.
还写了字条。
And wrote her a note.
这个第一天送一朵。
On the first day, he sent her one flower.
送你玫瑰花一朵，代表我一片的心意。你看，很会做文章。
And he wrote, one rose represents one thought I have for you.
到第二天送两朵。
The second day, he had two flowers delivered.
第三十天送三十朵。
On the 30th day, he delivered 30 flowers.
这个姐妹早已经心花怒放了。
And this sister, was smitten.
但是这个男孩子都没有出现。
But this man did not appear.
到第一百天，那个黑马王子才出现。
On the 100th day, this man suddenly appeared.
捧了一百朵玫瑰来。送给他
and he came and delivered 100 roses to her.
这个男孩子真的喜欢她，不是要骗她的。
This man was not tricking her. He genuinely liked her.
开始跟她交往
and started dating her.
那个男孩子真心爱她。
That man truly loved her.
就结婚了。
And they got married.
结婚三个月。
3 months after getting married.
她想我今天应该要去参加聚会。
She thought I should go to church.
啊，以前天天聚会，现在三个月没有聚会。
In the past, she went to church every day, but now she hasn't gone to church for 3 months.
啊，她说我今天应该要上教会。
She thought today I should go to church.
人家的蜜月是一个月就过了，但三个月还甜甜蜜蜜。
Other people's honeymoon only lasted for a month, but she was still there 3 months in.
哎，她这样想的时候，她的先生就打电话回来。
When she had this thought, her husband called her.
啊，亲爱的，你不要下厨房了，我们要上馆子。
My love, don't cook. We are going out to eat.
我已经电影票买好了。
I've already made a reservation.
啊，吃完饭我们去看电影，然后我们去喝咖啡。
After we eat, we'll go watch a movie, and then we'll have coffee.
啊，然后我们再回家。
And then we'll head home.
整个晚上都安排得很好。
He had made plans for the whole evening.
他就想说，如果我今天去教会
，And she thought if I went to church tonight,
我辜负了我先生一片的好意。
I will have ignored my husband's good intentions.
他对我这么好。
He's treating me so well.
我怎么可以辜负他的好意呢？
How can I turn down his goodwill?
而且他为我安排的这么美好，这么浪漫啊，我的先生啊，真的是天上掉下来的礼物啊，大概是这样想。
He is truly a gift from heaven, for he has organized such a wonderful evening for us.
三个月没有到教会来。
For 3 months, she didn't come to church.
还沉浸在蜜月的甜甜蜜蜜里头。
She was still within the honeymoon phase.
如果我上教会，
if she went to church,
辜负先生的一片好意，
and she felt that she would have ignored her husband's goodwill.
但是三个月没有上教会，她也没有觉得特别的心里不安。
But she didn't feel uncomfortable with the fact that she didn't go to church for 3 months.
在三个月，她可能也都不会来。
And for another 3 months, she probably wouldn't come to church.
然后一个姐妹就这样在教会中就消失了。
And just like this, a sister in the church disappeared.
你说她的婚姻不好吗？
Can you say she had a bad marriage?
她的婚姻比我们在座的更幸福啊。
She had a happier marriage than all of us.
不信的话可以问一下，看我们的负责人教务啊，问负责人有没有这样安排啊，上馆子看电影喝咖啡哦，烛光晚会什么，有没有这样，可以问教务娘啊。
We can ask the wise our council members, does the husband organize evenings like this?
她可幸福得很啊。
She had a very good life.
啊，都是你们真耶稣教会的人来说说嚷嚷，然后自己是很幸福的，很甜蜜的。
And she think that she herself had a very happy and blissful marriage compared to members of our church.
可是这样的婚姻是我们所要的吗？
But is this the sort of marriage we want?
简单讲。
Simply put,
21世纪
in the 21st century,
21世纪啊，那个贾伯斯啊，乔布斯啊，改变了我们这个世界用手机的观念。
Steve Jobs has changed the way we use a phone.
我们在21世纪已经跟20世纪不一样了。
The 21st century is different to the 20th century.
20世纪那个真耶稣教会的老执事、老传道、老固执，就一直讲啊，不可以嫁娶外邦，不可以嫁娶外邦啊。
In the 20th century, the ministers of the church would repeatedly say, "Do not marry someone from outside the church."
今天二十一世纪魔鬼的诡计也是升级版了。iPhone 都进到 iPhone 十四的魔鬼在二十一世纪的这个计谋，它的技术不会升级吗？已经升级版了。
In the 21st century, the devil has also upgraded its technique into an iPhone 14.
他没有说你不可以去教会啊。
He didn't say you cannot go to church.
他只是说，亲爱的，今天晚上我已经安排得很好了。
He just says, tonight I have made beautiful plans.
魔鬼的诡计。
This is the scheme of the devil.
没有打，没有骂。
It is without rebuke.
然后一个姐妹就在人间，就在教会消失了。
And then a sister disappears from the church like this.
我们多想一下。
And we can all think.
我们不要因为看到主内联婚有一些不是走得很顺很幸福，我们就否定主内联婚。
We should not deny the fact of marrying within the Lord just because we see some unhappy marriages.
婚姻是要经营。
Marriages require work.
按照圣经的真理。
And we must follow the truth in the Bible.
啊，这样才能够走在神的路上。
Then we can walk on the way of God.
所以我们年轻人要好好的想一下。
So for the youth, we must think carefully.
对外邦的门窗户一定关起来。
The window to non-church people should be shut.
啊，主耶稣不会亏待我们。
The Lord Jesus will not owe us anything.
约瑟为了守住道理，不跟他主人的太太发生淫乱。
Joseph did not defile himself with his mistress to keep the word of God.
暂时吃亏。
He suffered temporarily.
被下到监牢。
He was put in prison.
啊，一个守道理的人竟然被诬陷，然后下到监牢里头。
Someone who kept the word of God was put into prison.
如果他不这么坚持，他可以人财两得，他可以飞黄腾达，不断地高升他的地位。
If he was not firm with the word of God, he could have kept upgrading his status.
但这不是一个敬畏神的人该做的。
But this is not something a person who fears God should do.
他为了守住道理，吃了很大的亏，神并没有亏待他，神是公义的，神不会亏待人，只有我们对神亏欠。
He suffered a lot for keeping the word of God, but God did not owe him for this.
我们再看第二件事情。
Let's look at the second matter.
第二件事情就是三十一节。
The second matter is in verse 31.
就当地的啊，这些外族人若在安息日或什么圣日带了货物或粮食来卖给我们，我们必不买。所以看重安息日。
It is that they are valued the Sabbath day.
啊，进一步的就是说，不但在婚姻上要洁净啊。就婚姻变成洁净了，而且在时间上要有一个神圣的时间，就是安息生日分别出来。
Not only must the marriages be holy, they must also set apart a holy day, the Sabbath day.
啊，根据律法啊，这个很多相关的经文，我们都知道说，以色列百姓一定要全守安息日。
We know from the law and the Bible, the Israelites must keep the Sabbath day for the whole entire day.
啊，不做私事。
They do not do their own things.
啊，不存思念。
They do not think their own thoughts.
不说私自的话语。
They do not speak their own words.
就是安静的专心来参与安息日的崇拜。
But they quietly worship on the Sabbath day.
所以他们不做工，也不做买卖。
So they will not work and they will not buy.
那以前可能他们是这样的，有做买卖。
In the past, they probably did do selling and buying.
那因为这个以斯拉还有其他的祭司呢，读了这个摩西的律法书。
Because Ezra read the law of Moses.
来教导他们。
To teach them.
啊，发现说，哎呀，这个该守都没有守。
They realized they have not kept this commandment which they should have.
所以要改变。
So they must change.
啊，要回到一个洁净的一个神圣的时间。
They must come back.To having this sacred time.
啊，他们认罪悔改就是要跟神重新建立好关系。
They repented in order to establish a new relationship with God.
那现在跟神恢复好的关系呢，很自然的，他们就能够把时间分别出来奉献给神。
Now they restored their relationship with God. They have this time set apart for God.
啊，有时候我们会觉得说安息日这个时间实在太好用了。
Sometimes we feel like the Sabbath day, the time is.A very useful time.
我们大部分的弟兄姐妹都会来参加聚会。
Most brothers and sisters will come and attend service.
啊，那大概都从早到晚。
And usually from morning to evening.
我们的孩子来这里也是一个很好的啊，这样的一个氛围，好的环境啊，来教导。其实这是非常啊，蒙神赐福的一件事。
This is also a fantastic environment for our children to be taught in. This is a blessing of God.
但是有时候我们软弱
，But sometimes we are weak.
我们偶尔一两次没有来
，We miss out on Sabbath one or two times.
会发现说，哎呀，没有去安息日啊，这个星期六没有去教会，哦，我这个时间反而好用啊，好用得很啊，
and we realize,
从来没有发现啊。
And we realize that, oh, I never realized that this time on Saturday is actually very useful.
一次没有去聚会，也没有怎么样啊。
And we miss one Sabbath service and nothing much happens.
一个月没有来，也没有发生什么事情。
We miss it for a month and nothing happens.
哎， 久而久之就不来了。
And gradually we stop coming.
孩子也没办法来。
And our children are unable to come.
我们真的要想想。
We must consider.
如果我们有一些父母不会看重啊，这个安息日真的是很可惜。
It is sad if the parents do not care about the Sabbath.
有生命才有时间。
You only have time if you have a life.
时间是神所赐给我们的。
And God has given us time.
我们说要珍惜时间，爱惜光阴。
We say we must treasure the time we have.
真正的爱惜就是说，你把时间空下来，然后去把它做有意义的事情，这个叫做爱惜。
Truly, it is to cherish time and to do something meaningful with that time.
现代人要我们奉献一笔钱给教会，大概没有什么困难。但是要我们奉献更多的时间给主耶稣，我们都会斤斤计较。如果安息日不来，我的时间真的很好用。
Now it is easy to offer money to the church, but when it comes to time, it is very easy for us to say we don't want to come on the Sabbath day.
我们今天是来到一个恩典的时代。
And today we live in an era of grace.
我们的主并不是用规条来捆绑我们。
Our Lord does not constrain us with rules.
我们要去体会身心灵真正的自由跟安息。
We must experience a true freedom and rest of the mind.
很多人在安息日并没有安息。
Many people do not find rest on the Sabbath day.
我在家里啊。
They say I'm at home.
我在家里安息啊。
I'm resting at home.
其实他被捆绑。
But actually they are being restrained.
来到教会。
When they come to church,
听道理,
and you listen to the
祷告,
word of God and pray,
心灵得到释放,
your mind is freed,
喜乐充满,
you are filled with joy,
领受神的真理话语,
you receive the word and the truth of God,
心满意足,
and you are very content,
跟弟兄姐妹互动,
and you interact with brothers and sisters,
寒暄问暖,
you talk with brothers and sisters,
彼此来问安,
you show care for brothers and sisters,
互相代祷。
And you pray for each other.
可以分享主的恩典。
We can share the grace of God.
欢喜诚实的心来用饭。
And come and enjoy a meal together with a joyful heart.
那才是真正的安息。
Then this is true rest.
在地如天。
It is like living in heaven.
这一些用钱买不到。
These things money cannot buy.
你在社会上买不到这个气氛。社会上都是尔虞我诈。都是在讲利益，都是冲突。那到这个地方，完全没有利益冲突的，大家都安静，都安心。
In society, it is all about who is better off. But in the church, everybody is here finding rest.
这些用钱买不到。
These things, money cannot buy.
钱买不到真心。
Money cannot buy sincerity.
我们安息日在这个地方，大家都是真心以待。
On the Sabbath, everybody comes here sincerely.
用钱买不到，也是不用钱就可以得到。
If you, the fact that you cannot buy it with money means that you can have it without money.
底下再谈到一个安息年。
Next, it talks about the Sabbath year.
每逢第七年必不耕种，凡欠我们债的必不追讨。
We would forgo the seventh year's produce and the exacting of every debt.
这是谈到安息年哈，就是每逢第七年哈，应该要有的这个规定。
This is talking about the Sabbath year, which is something that should happen every 7 years.
在出埃及记的23:10-11有记载。
In Exodus chapter 23, it records.
就是说每逢第七年要定为安息年。人跟土地还有牲畜都要停止工作，都得到安息。
Every 7 years you shall let the land rest and lie fallow that the poor of the people may eat.
那放任这个地呢不耕种，它长出很多的东西，那些东西都是归给贫穷人。
When you let the land grow its crops, those things are for the poor.
那这个地呢它可以得到休息，来年它可以更好的。
The land can find rest and produce a better harvest the following year.
那人也得到一年的休息。
And for the people, they have a year of rest.
牲畜也是一样。
The livestock also find rest.
可以让它滋生更多。
That they can find more life.
所以呢，安息年想安息年并不吃亏。
So there is nothing to lose from having a Sabbath year.
这是创造主啊，创造我们宇宙万物、创造我们人类的这位主呢，他知道，因为他是原设计者。
The Lord who created this universe knows because He designed it.
我们必须要过这样的生活的。
We must live this lifestyle.
那安息呢？还有第二件事情。
There is a second component.
在生命记啊，生命记十五章。
In Deuteronomy chapter 15.
第一到第六节。
From verses 1-6.
他提到说要执行第七年的豁免。
It talks about at the end of every 7 years you shall grant a release of debts.
啊，就是到第七年的时候，要弟兄跟我们借贷无法来偿还，这一年呢就把它豁免了，免除了，
so,
不用再还了。
And on the seventh year, you shall release the debts that are owed to you by your brothers.
啊，如果经过六年的发展呢，可能这个贫富会有一个悬殊了。
After 6 years, there may be a gap between the rich and the poor.
那就必须要借贷。
Therefore, someone will need to borrow.
可能把自己的孩子卖出去当奴婢。
Some may have sold their own children as a slave.
那个悬殊。那个贫富的悬殊又更大。
Then there are more poor people.
有很多人可能过了好几个安息年都没有办法还。
Maybe some people have gone through multiple Sabbath years without repaying their debt.
那现在每逢安息年就把这些都会豁免了。
But every time there's a Sabbath year, all these debts are cancelled.
重新再来。
And they start anew.
啊，本来有负债的，现在把它豁免了，所以就这个地就不会有穷的。
Those who have debts, that is cancelled, so there is no one who is poor in the land.
长期负债20年、30年还不了，永远都是穷人。
Someone who cannot repay their debt for 30 years will always be poor.
光是要还利息就还得啊，心力交瘁。
Just repaying the interest can be quite tough.
第七年豁免。
On the seventh year, this is all cancelled.
重新再来，
and everything starts again.
没有穷人，
so no one is poor.
这才是真正的福利国。
This is a true welfare state.
我们现在的福利国还没有办法做到这些事情。
Currently, no welfare state can do it this way.
神要他的选民国度，这个选民国度的社会是如此这般的，充满着神的爱。神的怜悯在这个社会里。
God wants His kingdom to be full of this love and this mercy.
那这些都是他们以前忽略的。
This is something that they used to skip over.
所以他们现在说我们要回归律法，我们照这样做。
So now they say this is what they will do.
好，那我们再看32-39。
Let's read verses 32-39.
啊，最后这一段啊。
This last section.
啊，我们看的也会更加的感动。
And we will be very moved when we read it.
啊，32-39节其实就是为了要让这个圣殿，这些都是在圣殿里面发生的事情，都因着圣经所，因着圣殿所做的事情了。
Verses 32-39 talks about the things of the temple.
哦，就是说更进一步的呢，要让神的家有粮食了。
Which is that they would want there to be grain in the temple of God.
哦，既然这个圣殿呢已经建完成，现在城墙也完成了。
Since the temple and the wall is now complete,
所以他们可以很平安的、顺利的来进行圣殿的种种的礼仪。
They can come and do all sorts of things in the temple.
但是我们知道说，必须要维持这个运作呢，需要不少的经费。
But they need a lot of financial resources to maintain.The work in the temple.
哦，所以底下这些奉献都是为了让这个圣殿崇拜祭礼能够运作正常。
So all of these offerings are there to allow the temple to have its usual operations.
哦，看32-33节。
This is 32-33.
我们又为自己订立，就是说我们要他们自发了，自发就是说在其他的义务以外呢，我们自己。决定还要做一件事情。
Also, we made ordinances for ourselves, which is something extra.
每年每个人捐银一舍克勒三分之一，就是三分之一舍克勒。
To exact from ourselves yearly, 1/3 of a shekel.
就是要给神的殿来使用。
For the service of the house of our God.
啊，他们很穷困，可是神的殿需要的，他们啊主动要奉献。
They were poor, but they actively offered to the house of God.
啊，那33节
33,
要献很多的祭物啊。
They had to make a lot of offerings.
每天要奉献的。
the things that they needed to offer each day.
陈设饼啦，每天奉献的素祭啦，燔祭啦。
The show bread, the regular grain offering, the regular burnt offering.
常献的就是每天都要献的。
Regular meaning daily.
然后呢，有每个星期要奉献的。
The new moons.
哦，每个月月朔要奉献的。
And the set.Feasts.
哦，还有在节期的时候要奉献的。
And also, these holy things.
哦，赎罪祭需要的。
And also for the sin offerings.
神殿里一切的费用。
To make, and all for the work of the house of God.
很大笔的开销。
This is a great undertaking.
要奉献。
They need to make this offering.
自动，啊，自发，啊，要做这些事情。
They proactively wanted to do this.
所以认罪悔改以后离开恶道，他们行善道。
So after repenting, they did what was correct.
那这是很令人感动的。
This is something that moves people.
圣殿建好，城墙也建好，但是如果没有办法运作，那形同虚设了。
The temple and the wall was complete, but if it could not operate, it would be pointless.
现在他们回转，他们爱神。
Now they have returned to love God.
爱神就会爱神的家。
If they love God, they will love the house of God.
爱神，心就在神的家。
If they love God, their mind would be in the house of God.
心在神的家，就会看见神家的需要。
If their mind is in the house of the, in the house of God, they will see what needs there are in the house of God.
这个心如果在教会，就会照顾教会。
If their mind is on the church, they will concern, show care for the church.
那我们看这个圣殿运作正常。直接造就帮助的就是这些百姓。
We see when the temple operates normally, it edifies the people.
哦，我们的心在教会，教会茁壮发展，我们就得到照顾，我们得到牧养，我们得到帮助。
When our minds are at church, then the church becomes edifying, and we are edified from it.
那不是只有教这些东西啊！你一直看到啊，三十九节，他们要奉献的东西可多了。
It's not just these things. Read up to verse 39. They had to offer a lot.
啊，他们不久之前呢、啊，还为了这个借钱，还要还利息啊，承担不起，生活还是困顿的。
Previously, they were still poor from paying off all this interest.
虽然他们贫穷，可是他们现在知道了，他们要更加的爱主。
Even though they were poor, but now they know they need to love God even more.
所以这个对他们来讲不困难。
So to them, this was not difficult.
啊，当我们真的愿意爱神的时候，我们很多事情我们都可以做得出来。
When we truly love God, then we can do a lot.
啊，如果我们跟神计较，我们安息日跟神计较时间，我们奉献跟神计较钱。
If we want to negotiate with God about the amount we offer or the time we have,
那就会把它当成是重担。
And it becomes a burden.
所以重点就是心要先归向神了。
So what's important is our mind needs to come back to God.
如果我们的心是归向神的。
If our mind returns to God,
那不要说啊，每个人要交丁税啊，三十二、三十三节这么写的。
Then we have this to exact.Ourselves yearly of this cost.
再看三十四节啊
，verse 34,
要定期奉献这个柴火。
That there must be wood offerings.
啊，因为呢，这个圣殿里面的祭坛呐、啊，它每天要烧着火，那个火不能熄灭。
Because the fire on the altar of the Lord must not be put out.
那个火不能灭啊
！That fire must keep burning、
啊。就如那个灯是不能灭的。
Just like the lamp that needs to stay lit、
啊。这个有属灵的象征的意义。
Of course, this has a spiritual significance.
那要很多木材来烧。
It needs a lot of material to burn.
那各支派就用抽签的，抽签的看按次序，今年是该谁、啊、
？So they cast lots to see whose turn it was each year.
那奉献出去就是要烧掉的。
And when they offer it, it is to be burnt.
那个心是奉献出去的。
In their minds, they're offering this out.
那用抽签来定次序。
They cast lots to find the order of this.
签在人的怀中。
The lot,
定是由耶和华。
The lot is in man's hand, but it is the Lord who is in control.
啊，箴言十六章的三十三节。
It's in Proverbs chapter 16.
那就告诉我们说，哎，按照神所喜欢的，神所拣选，神的心意。谁应该先来做奉献这个东西
？So it is according to the will of God who should be first to do this offering.
啊，所以不是说你先来奉献，那我就吃亏了。我这个钱先放在银行，可以多生一些利息。三年后我再来奉献吧。哦，利息可以生很多。没有，神所喜悦的，他们高兴来做。
It's not to say that they regret having to be the first one to offer because they could have invested this money, but rather they're doing it for the Lord.
还有三十五节呢，奉献出手的东西产物。
Verse 35, they offered the first fruits.
那三十六节呢
？Verse 36,
献头胎的首生的。
They offered the firstborn of their sons and their cattle.
那当然就是要用赎价银啊，把它赎出来。
Of course, it is to be redeemed according to the price.
啊，长子或是牲畜头生的都是归神。那么就用钱去把它赎出来，就奉献钱。
The firstborn of the sons and the cattle must be redeemed to be offered.
啊，这要信心。
This requires faith.
出手的收了以后，奉献给神。万一如果后面没有生产，我今年就没得吃了。
If we offer the first fruits, there is the chance that the next batch of fruit is not useful.
那出手就表示说好的，尊重神，神先来。得到这些东西，奉献给神。
First fruits means to respect God and to bring out the first to God.
有一个年轻人啊
，There was a young man.
啊，开始进到社会。
Who started working in society?
去上班。
And he started working.
啊，跟他的妈妈商量。
And he said to his mom,
妈妈，我现在我第一个月的薪水我还不能够给你哈。
That mom, the salary, my first paycheck this month, I cannot give to you.
那妈妈说你要去买 iPhone 是不是啊？
And the mom said, you're going to go buy an iPhone, right?
她说不是，我已经立了志向，我这一辈子领的第一份薪水，我要先奉献给主耶稣。
He said, no, I have set a goal, which is I will offer my first paycheck to Jesus.
这个可以理解，就是把出手的献给神的那种心意。
You can experience this idea of offering the first fruits.
所以认罪悔改以后，灵性复兴，他们变得比以前更爱神。
So after repenting, they became someone who loved God even more.
啊，我们再看三十七节以后哈。
After we read verse 37,
奉献十分之一啦。
After offering tithe.
那这些是要给祭司立位人的。
These things are for the priests and the Levites.
啊，那既然他们爱神，就会爱神的家。
Since they love God, they will love the family of God.
他们爱神也会爱神的仆人。
They will love the servants of God.
因为祭司立位人他们没有分得产业。
Because the Levites and the priests do not have a portion of inheritance.
专一的来侍奉神。
They focus on serving God.
哦、所以他们爱神也爱神的仆人。
So they love God, they also love the servants of God.、
啊、你看他要奉献多少的东西啊。
You can see how much they needed to offer.、
哦、那我们一直看到三十九节。
We read until verse 39.、
啊、这是祭司立位人他们都得到很好的帮助。
The Levites and the priests were helped.、
啊、我们讲到这个十分之一的奉献。
And talking about tithe.、
啊、有一些人可能会想说那到底是领到薪水的时候就拿十分之一，还是该还的贷款啊、想要买的东西都买了以后，剩下的再拿十分之一献给神。
And some people ask, is the tithe of the paycheck I receive, or is it the tithe of the money that I have after paying off my loans and buying the things I want?
圣经所说的十分之一，你看旧约所有的记载都是我们所收成的十分之一。
If we read the Bible, we see that tithe refers to tithing the amount that we have received.
有时候很难呐、啊。
Sometimes it's hard.
我要贷款，汽车也要贷款。
I have a home loan and my car's on a loan.
哦，三扣四扣，剩下三百块啊，三百块那就三十块。奉献做十分之一。
After deducting this and that, I have $300 left over, so my tithe is $30.
我们来看一个经文。
Let us read.
马拉基书第三章。
Malachi chapter 3.
马拉基书第三章。
Malachi chapter 3.
第七节。
Verse 7.
三章七节。
Chapter 3.
这个马拉基书是用神跟百姓在对话。的形式写出来，所以它都有一个一个主题，一个主题。
Malachi is a dialogue between the people and God, and there are many topics.
那第七节要谈什么呢
？What's verse 7 talking about?
神说：“从你们列祖的日子以来，你们常常偏离我的典章， 不遵守，现在你们要转向我，我就转向你们。你们却问说，我们如何才是转向呢？第八节。人岂可夺取神的物呢？好，读到这里，从上下文我们读起来就很清楚知道。
From reading the context, we see.
百姓为了表示他们有理，那我们怎样做才算是归向你呢？啊，向神问。
The people asked, in what way shall we return?
啊，神说你们若转向我，我就转向你们。
God says, return to me, and I will return to you.
那这个意思呢？一直读下去就是十分之一的奉献。
If we keep reading, this is referring to tithe.
一个人的心如果已经转向神，神给我们十分之十，我们拿十分之一奉献，没有困难。我们的心已经先归向神。
If a person has returned to God, it is not difficult to offer a tenth of what God has given us.
如果我们的心没有归向神，说奉献百分之一，我们也都会觉得很难以取舍。
If our hearts have not returned to God,Offering even 1% will be a struggle.
如果我们在，所以有一个测试，一个温度计啊，我们跟神之间的距离怎么样？我们有没有归向神
？So there is a way that we can test if our relationship with God is close.
奉献十分之一。
It is regarding offering tithe.
这是一个温度计。
This is like a thermometer.
测试我们信仰的温度。
We can test how warm our faith is.
那神说你归向我，你转向我，我就转向你们。
And God says, "Return to me, and I will return to you."
啊，所以第十节说了。
So in verse 10 it says,
将当量的十分之一送入仓库，那这样试试看，是不是我把天上的窗户都打开，倾覆于你们？你看啊，转向神，神就转向我们。
If we return to God, God will return to us.
以色列百姓当时候的心是转向神。
The Israelites, they turn their hearts to God.
很困难的生活。
They have very difficult lives.
但是他们做的要比这个律法所说的更多。
But they need to do more than what the law says.
显示出他们真的是爱神。
Which showed that they truly loved God.
那我们就先讲到这里。
And we will discuss to here.
唱诗110首。
Let's sing hymn 110.